was pretty fast, so you have to be able to process everything and, you know, really be able to take what we learn on the, you know, in the classroom and in the playbook onto the field, like now, you know, because we're behind the eight ball, like Coach Allen said. So every day is like a learning experience, but you got to pick it up. So,
Steele, you've had a couple days now to see the playbook and everything. Is this the defense you really feel is just
so? Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, I love it. They, you know, they've given me opportunity to do a little bit of everything. And, you know, it's just right now learning it all and really being exact. I think that's the thing that I picked up on most. You know, everything is about being, you know, exact and perfect.
How tough is that when you want to come out and you want to make that quick impression, you want to kind of cut loose, but you're still trying to think in the back of your mind, you're still trying to think and digest it?
Well, I mean, if you want to be great, you know, it's not something that's tough. It's just something that's required of the position and what's really required of you, you know. Nobody got here that's here because of anything other than, you know, they have potential and everybody's here just trying to work every day. So
I'm sure you asked Tyvon about the deal here. What do you tell you about the Raiders and what's the situation here right now?
I talked to Tyvon yesterday, man. He told me the same thing, man. Stick in my playbook and work, you know, because when the veterans come out here, you know, this is going to be like the stuff that we're learning now is going to be like the back of their hand. So we need to make sure, you know, as rookies that we, you know, take it all in and try to be close to where they're at. So
why the number 55? The fans here, they don't really like the last guy that wore 55, and now you're wearing it. Was there anything specific as to why you chose that?
I did, actually. The PR guy called my house the day after the draft, and he gave me some numbers to choose from. So I went to my mom. She said 55, so I said 55.
That's it.
Yeah, you don't go against mom. Not when Mother's Day's close, at least. Right.
On those third down drills, you had your hand on the ground. You like just being able to just straight up rush a passer like that?
Man, it's fun, man, when you get to, you know, rush the passer and, you know, really change the game. From that standpoint, it's exciting. You know, I'm glad they gave me the opportunity. Now it's just about being exact about it because, you know, pass rushing is like an art. You know, it's so much to learn. So, you know, just try to take it each day and work with it.
Who would you say you model yourself after? I mean, what linebacker in history maybe you've looked at and said, that's a guy I'd like to be like?
I think I love, you know, the dedication and commitment by Ray Lewis. You know, I've always you know, admired his passion. You know, if there was anything that I would take from any linebacker, it'd be that. But I really don't try to compare myself because what I want to do is put myself in the position where years later, that'd be the question asked, you know, about somebody else, you know. I feel like I can do a lot of things on the field, and I just want to come out here and work and do that, to prove that hopefully one day.
You saw Tyler Wilson at the Senior Bowl. What were your impressions of him back there, and now what are your thoughts on Tyler?
It's cool, man, because he's the locker right next to me, too, man. I'm excited about him. He looks good, and, you know, everybody's out here working, and, you know, it's good to see guys that you've seen before and, you know, see they got the same opportunity as you, and they're working just as hard. So.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Make sure you get your mama something for me.